Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, and most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. I am your host, Tawny Bro, and I'm so excited. Today, drumroll, we have our first boy. Oh my goodness, we have our first male interviewee on our podcast. I'm super excited to introduce you guys to Gabe Church. He is a peer of mine. He is a leader in this industry and somebody I definitely am inspired by continually. He started Pure Resource Digital and really founded this on the idea that partnership should be more than monetary. So they really strive for passion for success. Doesn't stop at the front door. They continue to look forward in how to help their companies grow, to see that big dream, that great vision, that entrepreneurial spirit fulfilled. So he has an extremely successful marketing agency, and he's also full of amazing ideas. So let's jump right in, but first, a word from our sponsor. So you guys probably are like, Success Headway is sponsoring Books, Beauty, and Business podcast. Success Headway is also digital marketing automation systems, perfect for business owners that want optimized sales and marketing decisions based on data-driven results. So never miss an opportunity to connect with your customers through ads, email, text, with automation that turns curiosity into scheduled appointments. That is successheadway.com. You guys know where to find me. Now, let's jump right in. I am so excited for you guys to hear some of the inspirational things that Gabe has been talking about. Well, Gabe, I'm so excited to have you on our show today. First of all, I'm super inspired by you and how you started your business and came up so quickly. But second of all, you are the first male we've had on Books, Beauty, and Business. So this is quite a treat. So thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. So first, tell the ladies, like, tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us your story.
Okay, so just regular all-American kid coming from Southern California. Worked construction for 20 years of my life. Tried my hand at doing contracting. It was really hard to compete with the bigger names. You know, they had the budget. And so I found myself just working for other individuals. And and that really is where my story begins. Prior to that, it is typical all-American, day in, day out, go to work. COVID came and I got laid off. Took the opportunity to sell my home, decided to go out on a limb, moved to Utah, and took a 6-month sabbatical where I just was looking for something. You know, let unemployment take over. Not that I'm proud of that, but I'm looking. I want a whole new start. And I found a training program online for a tech school called MM. I decided that I would go all in. And just, that was it. I gave myself no other options. I all in, no way out. This is it. Never surrender, never give up. And I held on to that. I built a dream inside of my mind. And that is really where I started, where I am.
Excellent. That's amazing. So I was thinking about this earlier today too. And the fact that people continue to invest in themselves, it's something we probably don't do enough of, to tell you the truth, especially if we're in a survival mode, right? With COVID and job loss and all those things. But like thinking, what is my professional development goal for this year? And I love that, like, you went out, found a program that you were invested in, and you're like, I'm going to learn this and I'm going to start this. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Okay, so it's just a typical marketing advertising agency. The difference between the brick and mortar and where we are is we're 100% digital. So everything that we do is online. We take and pretty much start at the beginning. So what is the most important thing for anyone? Well, your name, brand presence. So we start with social media, we do brand awareness, and then we'll move from that all the way up the line to full-blown advertising and marketing campaigns through Google, TikTok, you name it. There's so many different platforms. And really, it's just getting people in front of other people. So the business growth comes from, again, knowing where to put people's names, knowing how to make somebody's name and their services and the abilities they have pop. Once you understand how to do that, it becomes a rinse, wash, and repeat. Now, I don't want to make it seem like it's something easy and everybody can do it. It is a very time-consuming, very tedious task in setting these things up. So each potential client, each potential industry they work in can pose a whole headache of different and opportunities to really see somebody expand in their business and grow. Either way they want to go with it, there is always an avenue. And so that's what Peer Resource does, is we just really begin to build that online presence because everybody's online. 90% of the people at work, myself included, sit down, put a TV show on, and scroll through my phone. And so that being the new normal, having the opportunity and the gate open, we're still far from critical mass in my mind. There's still so many opportunities for people to move wealth. There is a massive movement of wealth.
So being a business owner and kind of new into this entrepreneurship world, like you just said, it's not easy. I think everyone that has ever worked for someone has thought about working for themselves. And some people that work for themselves are like, I'm never going to do this. I'm going to go back to work. Like, there are pros and cons to all of it. So what do you feel like as a new entrepreneur, very successful new entrepreneur, like, what are your biggest challenges with, you know, this new role?
Mindset, hands down. Having a schema of employment is good. Everybody needs to show up and put in some work. So the opportunity is afforded to you if you have been an employee and you've worked for anyone, to be able to transfer that over and work for yourself. It's there and it's very obtainable. However, understanding that coming from an employee mentality into a ownership or entrepreneurial mentality is hard, because an entrepreneur doesn't have a cap anywhere. They don't have a cap on how much they're going to make. They don't have a cap on how many hours they're going to work. There is an infinite expanse of growth. And for somebody who is in an employee mentality, there's a cap. I'm working towards this dollar figure. I'm working towards this position. I'm working towards this bell that lets me go home and shut off. Once you get into the entrepreneurial side of business, there is no shut off. Sometimes you're missing plays. Sometimes you're missing time with the family, or an opportunity will come through that looks lucrative and you know you don't have what it takes at this point to jump on that, and you have to learn to let things go. And in the industry, Tani, they call it the shiny object syndrome. And that's an employee mentality. That mindset is the next best thing. We're always looking for that. Well, you found it. Once you go into entrepreneurship, once you latch onto something, in my opinion, that's it. You got to make that thing work, and then you have to make it work on its own without you at the helm before you move to the next big thing, you know? So that mindset of, I think I can, needs to become I will. And that is the hardest schema to change, is that most people, they can't get past defeating themselves.
That's good. And that is very relatable, I feel like, with, being a business owner and the roller coaster we have decided to jump on, right, of ups and downs. And it's, I like what you said at the beginning too. You went all in. You were like, there's no other option for me. And I feel like that is a key component to your success factor. Like, there is no
other way. We are going to make this happen. And then you did everything to do that. I like that mindset. So along with having this type of a business mindset, how do you really like keep yourself motivated?
Finding the right people. Absolutely. Your circle is paramount. If you surround yourself with people that do not have a like mind, that are not visionaries, or they don't establish a foundation of dreaming. I know that we're told, you know, get your head out of the clouds all the time, but got to start somewhere. And so finding the right people to put into your life, those who are ahead of you, who have no problem turning around and helping you where your weaknesses are, showing you where you need to go, those who are working alongside of you, people who can motivate you, who are doing, you know, the dirty work. They understand the pains and the trials and tribulations of growing in the same footstep as you. That's very needed. And having the people that are behind you, the ones who are up and comers, who have that motivation, still learn from them, but they push you because they see something in you that you don't even see in yourself. The people that are next to you see something in you they don't see in themselves, and it's motivating. And the people in front of you, well, that's where we want to be. So, you know, something else I'll talk about is if you can't do something, not to be afraid to partner out, you know, find someone who can do it better than you. For me, it was finding that business partner that was the right fit, complimented me in every aspect that I wasn't. That was the key component for me. So I would say the right people.
That is powerful. Like just listening to that, I'm like, yes, yes, yes to all those things. Like that really is super powerful. So what advice do you give to people that are maybe business owners that are struggling a little with that challenge of finding those right people?
Find a program. Start looking around for something that is motivating, something that is not so much what we were talking about, that shiny syndrome, that shiny object, but something that you might find can stretch you, that will help bring growth to you. So for someone in the marketing and advertising realm, find a group of people, preferably something that you might have to pay for a little bit, that is going to maybe be a class, and then be open. Be open to other people's ideas, other people's entrepreneurial powers, you know. They're struggling, they're in the same class that you are in. That doesn't mean they have the same strengths and weaknesses. And for me, you know, 1 out of every 100 people proves themselves to be someone worthy of your time. All you have to do is be open to, I don't want to say the investigation, but you know, you want to be open to see. People show who they are. You don't need to ask them. You don't need to judge them. They will prove themselves. And for me, that was the biggest thing, just showing up to different types of classes and being available. That was where I was able to grow because I did.
Yeah, I think that's actually great advice. Kind of along the lines of continuing that professional development, if you're seeking like-minded people, they're out there doing those same type of things. Those are your people, right? So that was a great answer. That was a great answer. So how do you, being in marketing, like we are, how are you most successful at marketing your business?
Okay, so I've got this little cliche saying that I'm always thinking about. And I just think about the movie, The Last Samurai, right? And Tom Cruise and all these guys are running around with these little flags on their back. And that flag is a representation of, you know, who they're serving, right? So the best way to get my name out is to promote myself. And there's a couple of cons that I want to put out there right away. And then there's a couple of major benefits. The cons are people are going to get burnt out. The people that are not truly in your circle true friends and even some family members, they're going to just be burned out. Give them the opportunity to let you know that they don't like that and you can dial it down. Everyone else is going to see a passion. You're promoting yourself. And for me, that was the biggest means of getting my name out there, was not convincing anybody else that I deserve to have my name out there, but it was convincing myself. Because once I was convinced that we had the opportunity to help people, once I believed in my own service and product, it was like it came naturally. You know, I DM people on Facebook. I reach out, not afraid to go and ask people for business. That, to me, is the main means of growth, of getting my name out there, is I just ask. And I believe, absolutely believe, that Pure Resource Digital is your best bet to have a wonderful human connection, customer service beyond belief, and the ability to get something done that maybe some of the bigger guys out there, they just have either grown out of that or they overlooked it. But to me, self-promotion, you have to promote yourself. Everything else will fall in place.
Yes, I love that. And you're right. That's another mindset, because some people are timid when it comes to either asking for business or talking about their business or promoting it. And you're right. It's like building a beautiful website and then no one knows where it's at, right?
Perfect example.
No one knows where you are, but you have a beautiful website. So I love that. That's great advice too. So, you know, as kind of a lifelong learner and entrepreneur, you're probably a reader. So I'm assuming, do you have books that you would just recommend? Like, you got to read this.
Deep Work. That is a really good book. As a matter of fact, Tommy, you're the one who introduced me to that. Amazing. If I could, because I'm such a people person, and because I believe that that word to mouth or that human to human connection is the one that matters more than anything, John Maxwell is my favorite author. I like Winning 25 Ways to Influence People. That's a good one. Leadership 101. All of his 101 books are great. And then I do have a book that I recommend for anybody that, how do I say this? If you think of money and financing and all of that that's wrapped into that, and for 1 second, a question mark pops up and goes, maybe I'm not too sure how money works. It's a book by Tom Matthews and Steve Siebold. That is a great read. It's a short paperback. You'll get through it in a day, you know. And there is a ton of golden nuggets inside of there, because again, I think that the mindset change is the biggest hurdle. Once you can get through self-sabotage, everything kind of falls in place. Then it just becomes that steady forward march down. Learn about falling down, read books about people. Failing is okay. Mm-hmm. But that's John Maxwell. Anything that guy writes.
I love it. And for those listening, we'll have a link to these books below so you guys can check them out as well. All right. Great book advice. I hadn't heard about the How Money Works. So that's one I'll definitely be adding to my list as well. John Maxwell, just genius. Like, love leadership. And so I like your nice haircut. So give me one of your favorite health tips that, I mean, seriously, as business owners, like you said, there's no cap to the hours we spend working. And sometimes we get very excited and we'll work all night. Well, give us a health tip that you think everybody needs to be doing.
Yeah. There is so many. Depending on who you are. I'm a physical outdoor active. I like being outdoors, backpacking, camping. For me, getting outside, letting the sunshine hit me, waking up early as you possibly can so that you can give yourself that intimate time. You know, you need to have time to meditate. For those of you who are spiritual, that's your time. Get there first thing. For those of you who just want to decompress, that's what I mean by give yourself that time. I wake up in the morning and I just immediately go into, you know, like my meditation, call it that, honey. I just clear my thought. I ask the things that I need for the day. And then, because there's a lot of people I know who are entrepreneurs, they don't have the time to go and get physical activity. So mental workout, self-talking, like talk yourself up. I have an ultimate me that I read every day. It is the version of me that I think is the perfect version of me. So really building that mind space, and then if you're a physical person, if you can do physical activity on the exact same level, exercise. If you can make yourself sweat daily, you will fix mental issues. You will come across the hurdles and the blocks in your life, and you'll be able to get through them, because there's just something said about when we break ourselves down and we suffer a little bit, the growth that comes from that. So, you know, self-talks and physical activity first thing in the morning.
That is, again, I'm like sitting here, like, I love all the things you're saying. And I think that is a trend with and if you do read of successful leadership and things, that taking that time to meditate it is so easy not to do this. It is so easy to do it, right? To take 5-10 minutes to sit down. That is very easy, but it's the one thing that I think is so easy not to do, that when we get busy, it's like, that's the first thing, like, oh, I'll do that later, or I'll get to that later. And when you really find yourself in the flow of, like you said, the ease of just that forward motion, I feel like there's a huge connection when you are able to take time to do that.
Absolutely. I was always told by my mother, honey, you know, the world doesn't revolve around you. It doesn't. And God bless my mom. I agree with her 100%. However, for everyone out there who is an entrepreneur, if you're gone and you're not in it, you know that the world you've created disappears very quickly. And if we're at the epicenter of all of the work we're doing, take care. And so I do now take this stance of have to make me right, because everything outside of me is pretty much an influence. You know, yes, my hard work influences my business to grow, but there are days I don't even want to get up and do anything. I'm going to lay in bed today. And that fight is where I really, that's where the leaps and bounds come. When you're able to just take care and that self-care, I know it's so cliche for the time, you know, but that self-healing is needed. Then you can allow others to help heal you as well, because a kind remark to a upset mind is not received. And so that's why I say that.
So I know those were kind of like your health daily tips. Do you have any tips, just daily tips for success, things you practice every day?
Absolutely. So depending on whatever it is, the industry, whatever it is that you're trying to grow at, you need to have a performance indicator. It has become paramount in my life. You will know what limit there is for you. You're going to know what burnout is, and you're going to know how far you can take yourself. Find that performance indicator and then make a KPI. That means key performance indicator. Do it daily. Do not back down from what is the standard, and continually try to create a better standard as often as possible. I wake up first thing in the morning, and this is what I do. I've got a start time, and then I've got a start. So my start time, that deep focus, that deep work that I put in, I know that it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour, Tani, to complete the things that I need no outside interference, no help from. And so I'll go do that. It comes in the form for me of prospecting. I am in marketing. So I will go prospect. I know there's very simple things I can do. They're very repetitive. However, you know, I knock those things out in the morning. I tested. I had to go through a lot of testing phase to find what these are, but my testing phase was no different. I'm going to do this, see if it works. I'm going to do this. And so those key performance indicators, finding yourself being on that level daily, committing, integrity. These are things that, again, it's more mindset than anything else. And it's all on self. To take everything away from outside sources, find out what self can do, and now build a key performance indicator. So if you have employees, right, this is what can be done. This is what my expectation is. And you can put that KPI on your employees as well. And so it becomes a daily, you know, this is a daily habit, the character of you.
I like that. I feel like tracking data and understanding your patterns and your history and what throws you off and how quickly you get back on track. And I think that's really beneficial. So how do you use this data for improvement?
Because it has a pattern. I like that you said that. Because I show a pattern, I can begin to see in analyzing that data that's coming through where my strengths and weaknesses are. One, I can work on growing my weakness point. Two, I can overcharge into my strengths. So if I'll just use the marketing, for instance, especially in like self-promotion, right? I have no problem doing cold calls. Something I enjoy. It's a strength of mine. It becomes a very easy task. I will do my easy tasks last because it's something I can power through. So even if I have something come up that's a hiccup in my lesser task, I know because of what the data showed me, I'm going to do really well in this. And so I begin to use the data to formulate that deep work time, those KPIs. I'll use the data where I'm failing here. I'm not making my quota here. Why? The data will show you. You can go back and look at what you've said, the things that you're doing, what is the process. So having that SOP allows you to make minute adjustments, but you know that this is the process. This is the way it's working. Why isn't the data stacking up? You can go back. And then you can find out, oh, here it is. Now you can make that change and improvement.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean, your mindset blows me away right now because you have kind of mastered being the ideal employee, but you're also the boss. And I feel like sometimes that's hard for people to transition. Like, I'm the boss, but I also want to be my very best employee, right? And sometimes put on the different pants, right? Like, oh, today I'm this. But it sounds like you've mastered that. And that's very impressive.
Somebody has to be the poster child. Mm-hmm. Why would it make any sense to have those that I'm leading play that part? I have to play that part. Mm-hmm. I've never worked so hard for any other boss. I've worked hard for other bosses. People that I work for, it's easier to work hard for them. They're buying your service. But that again comes down to that schema. Yes, I will give somebody else exactly what I'll give myself, but there's this innate ability to just mine, you know, like that old saying, you know, there's two things falling off a cliff. One of them's yours. One of them's someone else's. Who are you going to work harder to save? It's so cliche. However, that's built natural. So using that and understanding that you have to be that shining light in your company, the time will come. The time will come where you could shine so great and you showing up 2 days out of the week. And your employees, they just know, don't let him come in here and do some work, because that's a harder day. If that makes sense. That is just kind of where I want to be. So I appreciate you saying that and seeing that. It's not something I really ever thought about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely impressive. So this has been great. I really have enjoyed our interview today. I really love what you bring. We're going to have all your contact information below. If anyone has any questions for Gabe, you'll be able to contact him there too. And, you know, wrapping up, do you have any additional motivation or advice for those people listening?
Regardless of what you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. You understand what that is more than anyone else, and get the dream stompers out of your life. You know, if you're doing something and someone can't see your vision, don't let other people's inabilities quell that excitement that you have. For those of you who are new in business, let's go. I'm love new business owners. It is the heartbeat of our country, of the world, really. And for those of you who've been in business forever, don't be afraid to try new things. It's okay. What separates the master from the apprentice? Trying things, failing, not giving up, getting better. So that's all I really have to say is, see a dream, go after it.
Well, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate you joining us on Books, Beauty, and Business. And for those listening, we will see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.